Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yes, donkey of the day for Friday, February 7th goes to an Ohio pastor named Dave Daubenmeyer. Salute to everybody who listens to us in Ohio. Drop on the clues bombs for Ohio, damn it. Breakfast Club is heavy in Ohio. We on 10 stations in Ohio, from Akron to Cincinnati to Columbus to Dayton, Perrysburg, Toledo, Urbana. It's a lot. Okay, we heavy in Ohio. Salute to Ohio. But y'all have a pastor there named Dave Daubenmeyer. He's a self-proclaimed activist and host of Past Assault Ministries podcast. And he is one of the 102 million people who watched this year's Super Bowl. And he's one of the people our board op Dramos hates because Pastor Dave didn't like the Super Bowl halftime show starring Jennifer Lopez and Shakira. Relax, Drom. Okay, he doesn't dislike it because it was too Latino or Spanish as hell, as one of our callers said. He dislikes it because he thinks he's going to hell for watching it. All right? Listen, I don't go to church every Sunday. I don't go to church on damn near no Sunday. I grew up a Jehovah's Witness. My grandmother was a Baptist. I like studying the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X, Minister Farrakhan. I love God, but I don't love religion. So I don't know what Pastor Dave is talking about when he says he's going to hell for watching the Super Bowl halftime performance. Now, Donkey of the Day, if you're just joining us, if you never listened to The Breakfast Club before, is all about giving people the credit they deserve for being stupid. Pastor Dave says he thinks he's going to hell for watching the Super Bowl halftime show. Well, guess what? That's not even the most stupid part of this story. No, the stupidest part of this story is that Pastor Dave not only thinks he's going to hell because of the Super Bowl halftime show, Pastor Dave wants to sue the NFL because of it. Yes, he wants to sue the NFL because he thinks he's going to hell for watching the Super Bowl halftime show. I can't make this kind of stuff up. Let's go to the Past Assault podcast hosted by Pastor Dave Daubenmeyer to hear exactly what his complaint is.
Would that halftime show, would that have been rated PG? Were there any warnings that your 12-year-old young son whose hormones are just getting ready, just starting to operate, was there any warning that he, what he's going to see might cause him to get sexually excited? So I think we ought to go sit down in the courtroom and present this as evidence. Could I go into a courtroom and say, viewing what you put on that screen put me in danger of hellfire? Could the court say, Roger, could the court say, that doesn't apply here? That doesn't apply here because pornography, the right to porn, overrides your right to watch it. Yeah, but you didn't tell me I was going to watch it. You just brought it into my living room. You didn't tell me. You didn't tell me there were going to be crotch shots. He said, well, you should know better. You should know better because it's J-Lo and whoever that was. You should know. She's an expert in crotch shots. You already know that. No, I protect my eyes. I didn't know that about her. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching it. That's why don't we sue? Is it not discriminatory for me to say, I love watching the NFL. I want to watch the Super Bowl, but I don't want to watch that. If they bring that into my house, is that not discriminatory? Roger, what do you think? Is there an attorney out there say, huh? That's discriminatory against the values I have in my house. You can't just do that. They won't even let you talk about homos on Facebook. I want to sue them. I want to sue them. I want to sue them for about $867 trillion.
He has a lot of struggles going on.
Goodness gracious.
Now, I know people don't like when I say goddamn. I don't think y'all understand why I say it. See, it's fitting when I hear stories like this because the first person I think about when I hear stories like this is my creator. So I call on him. I say, God. It's like I'm calling on him like Margaret Simon. Come on now. We all read Judy Blume books growing up. When Margaret Simon says, are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. I'm cutting out all the, are you there? Okay, it's me, Lenard. That's too long. God know who I am because God is all knowing. So no need to tell him it's me. And I don't have to ask if he's there because I know God is always there for me. So I simply say, God. Then I say, damn. The damn is for you. Okay? People like Pastor Dave. Okay, the damn is like, what the hell is wrong with people? In this case, God, damn, what the hell is wrong with Pastor Dave? You think you're going to hell for watching the halftime show and you suing for $867 trillion? How do you come up with that number? Okay? Fun fact. The Bible, which I'm sure Pastor Dave reads, he's a pastor, right? It has about 30-plus scriptures on not quitting. Okay? In reference to quitting, the Bible commands us to not quit. Even when we get that defeated feeling, scripture uses the word endure a lot when describing how to deal with that feeling of quitting, meaning to abide under or to stand up courageously under suffering. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. That's Galatians 6:9. 2 Chronicles 15:7. But as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. Just to name a couple of scriptures about not quitting. And you know, sometimes you have to turn to scripture, you have to lean on that Bible to get a greater understanding of things you may not understand. Pastor Dave, now is not one of those times. You need to quit. All right, sit your dumb ass down. If you don't like what you saw at the halftime show, if you thought you was going to hell for watching it, what the hell is wrong with your remote control? You could have just turned the channel. Gospel Broadcasting Network was on, I'm sure. Reruns of the 400 Club. You made a choice to sit there and watch the whole performance. So please, in Jesus' name, sit your dumb ass down and give Pastor Dave Dobbin Meyer the biggest hee-haw. Jesus
Christ.
Sounds
like he enjoyed it, though.
Why did he sit there and watch it if he thought he was going to hell for it?
He enjoyed it.
He made a choice. If you're watching
it, it's
worth the hellfire drum.
My goodness.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.